Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's good, hey, gents?
What's up, man?
Where we going?
Bro, anywhere but 2020.
All right, let's go.
Garbage.
Word.
Go to the Aztecs or something.
Calm down.
Is that a war at the border?
Oh,
no. Oh, no. Let's
get out of here.
Let's go back. Let's go back.
That's a fact.
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
Guys? Same shit, different day. What are we getting into today?
Chilling. I'm here. Crazy. We just wrapped it up with Lewis. That was kind of cool. No, it was cool. Excuse me. That was fun. Interesting.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So, it's Chuck here. We have a couple guests today. So, we're going to start off. We have Martha Dista. She likes to use her middle initial because she's cool like that.
What's going on, Mike? Good. How you doing?
What's up? How are you guys?
Fine, thank you for asking.
Good.
All right, so she runs MDMC, right? And we also have MDMC East. We got Lewis.
Yo.
And we have Eddie.
What's going on? What up, guys?
Good, man.
What's going on, everybody?
Good.
How's everything?
Chilling.
So, Martha, I guess we'll start with you.
Okay.
You wanna tell us about yourself, how you got started with MDMC?
Wait, first to see, what does MDMC stand for?
When we were going through the naming process, I wanted to do something catchy. And in grad school, I actually came up with a PR agency called Shine Inc. But Shine Inc. was already taken because, you know, sounds cool. So I was like, okay, well, that name's out. When I started looking through URLs and stuff, I was like, it needs to mean... At that time, I was working a lot in entertainment, and I wanted to let people in entertainment know that, you know, I could do marketing for them in that sphere. And I was thinking, because I'm a marketer by trade, so I'm like, all right, you know, entertainment has to be in there. You know, I was like, I'm a marketing consultant. How the fuck do you get this concept across in one word? And it was my husband who said, well, you're Martha D. My middle name is pretty much obsolete, but I just go with the middle initial. And so he's like, cool. Martha D and then marketing consultant. So put it together, MDMC and then entertainment. And I was like, holy shit, that's smart. And I'm the marketer here. And sometimes he has better ideas than I do. And I'm like, that sounds cool. The pink and black aspect of the logo was I was working at a really boring company at one point, and we were rebranding another company within the company. And so we were looking at samples. And I remember seeing a sample that I really loved, and it was black, white, and pink. And I was like, yo, man, one of these days I'm going to have a company and it's going to be black, pink, and white. It all kind of happened. It's kind of weird.
Very creative.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's safe to say MDMC is you. That's yours. That's your baby.
It is me full-heartedly, yes.
And I think it's cool because the colors, when I see it, honestly, I think of like the breast cancer awareness, and it's kind of cool because it coincides with you. You're female. You know, I mean, yep. I don't know you. I only know of you through Al. And to see that, I think that was cool. That was my first thought, my first impression.
Yeah, it's super versatile. I think you can use it for anything. I know this logo has, in other renditions, has changed colors. I just got done doing a project with a good friend of mine, Brandon Brazier, and we were promoting our project Back to Action. And so he changed my logo to yellow and black. And I was like, whoa, what the hell? And I was like, man, it's so weird to see it in a different color. And then when Lewis decided to start making content for me, out of nowhere, here comes the orange, blue, and gray logo. And I'm like, what the hell are y'all doing?
Yeah, I think that was dope.
It's New York all day.
I like that.
Yeah, so pink and black for headquarters. And then, you know, obviously, I will only have one other division of MDMC, and that'll be MDMC East. So they're the only ones that can change their color differently.
Okay, so MDMC East, what's that?
So MDMC East is Lewis and Eddie, because they have been around since basically the inception of this concept, because there's entertainment is so profound in New York City, and you know, it's a staple. I think anyone who's a business owner would love to crack into this market because there's money there, whether you like it or not. There's money to be made. Just the idea of having a West Coast, because I'm in San Diego and Los Angeles, and I dominate both of these markets. I thought, man, what better way to dominate the East Coast if I have a New York crew? And Lewis has already brought to me many potential people that will eventually line up and do business with us. So,
good shit, Lewis.
Nice.
Trying out here,
man.
right.
That's what's up.
We got Lewis hustling out here.
I try.
I've been on your platform, and I've seen Business Building and Beyond.
Yeah.
You got a guy in Albuquerque? Or I don't know.
Not no more.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I was just doing my homework. And...
No. It's totally fine. No, I'll talk about it. You know, I went to college with Mark. You know, he's one of those people that has been around since I graduated college, because obviously we went together, and he's been watching this journey throughout the way. And I think what caught his attention the most was the fact, before I even went out on my own, which we'll get to that, but it was really messy before I got out on my own. But, you know, I was doing a full-time job and I was traveling with talent across the U.S. And, you know, the fact of the matter is I work with some really cool people. I think that gravitated toward him, like, yo, you know, I want to be a part of this. And I think anyone that watches what I do, and the people that have watched me for years, know that's all I do, is I travel with talent and I do marketing. And that's pretty much, you know, people have seen the people I've worked with. And, you know, Mark, we gave it a shot. You know, we wanted to see if I can break into, because I'm originally from New Mexico. And I thought, you know, what better way to break into your home state than have a representative there? And it wasn't as smooth as it was with Lewis. We just decided we're going to allocate Mark into another section of the department. We'll keep Albuquerque on the back burner. But as of right now, the only divisions I'm focused on is West and East.
Right. New York is all you need.
Right.
That's right.
You mentioned that you travel with talent.
Mm-hmm.
Can you drop some names?
Yeah. God, who have I traveled with? Basically, how that started was I met a girl at PowerMorphCon 2016. That's where I met Lewis and I met Eddie. And this girl's like, hey, I know an agent that needs marketing help for her client. To anyone's surprise, you know, actors really don't manage their social media themselves, or they don't do any of their marketing, or they don't do any of their outreach. They usually hire someone or an agency to do it for them. What I ended up doing was I landed into this talent agency, and this girl was like, yeah, I need this, this, and this done. You know, would you be willing to work for this? And then in return, your payment will be a plane ticket, and you go anywhere that I send you. And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'll take that deal any day. You know, so the people I've traveled with, I've gone, God, I took the Power Rangers in Space to Canada. That was a really big deal, because that was my first international trip. So I took Chris Lee and Justin Nemo and
Power Rangers in Space.
And
who remembers that shit?
Who else didn't pick Selma Ward? We all went up there in Canada for a weekend. I've traveled with some Star Trek alum, Star Trek TNG. So Jonathan Frakes, Marina Sirtis, Mindy Sterling from Austin Powers.
Manu.
There's so many. I can't even think right now. I went to Alaska with somebody. I forget who. She was a Star Trek girl too. It's been a lot of people over the years, but mainly right now, since we're not traveling, it's mostly digital based. So
just a lot of geeky shit you do.
Yeah. Oh,
Star
yeah.
Star Trek to, shit a little bit. Mexico, yeah.
With a bunch of Harry Potter actors. I forgot. I did that too.
Yes, I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
All right, so is that your main focus? Is just working with celebrities, or you also do like low profile people?
I actually started out with low profile people. That's how I kind of got my door open that way. I worked with, you know, some indie projects. There was a Star Trek actor who's not really as prolific. He was doing a indie project for a movie. And the way we started talking, which is kind of funny, it goes back to your catfish episode, Joe, we're talking about. So when I broke out into this industry, I actually started out in a whole new name, a whole different picture. And I was writing entertainment blogs. And this is not the Daisy stuff. This is someone completely different.
Good news.
And I started writing about this guy's like projects. And it caught his attention. He's like, yo, you know, who you are, where you from? And we started talking. And he's like, you know, I really need help with my marketing, my social media. And I was like, all right. So that led to that. And yeah, so then when it came down to him making his movie, he's like, I need help. And I was like, all right. So I helped him in return. I got to go on set with some really big names in the sci-fi world, you know, Gigi Edgley and Walter Koenig and Robert Beltran and Armin Shimerman. Like all of these people I've seen growing up on TV, now was now on the soundstage with these guys. And I'm like, holy crap. You know, they're like, welcome to Hollywood. This is what we do. We sit around and wait.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was really fun. I was like, this is where I belong. I mean, I would really love to be able to nab a television show. and just be like, I'm going to do all the marketing for you. I'm going to do all the branding for you, you know, the video clips, everything. And I'd love to do that for, you know, a studio or something. That would be like the ultimate goal.
So you work pretty hand in hand with these people then, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you get pretty personal. And they never like send you by accident any nudes or something?
That'd be cool.
Next question.
Pleading the fifth over here.
To be honest with you, anything goes, and I've seen a lot of things, and I've heard a lot of things, and things I didn't ask to be seen. So,
you got the good stuff.
Nice.
You got the gossip.
Yeah. You know, one of these days I'm gonna write a book, and it's gonna be.
Yo, who's that person who does that celebrity gossip? That can be you right there. He's famous for all the celebrity gossip. He knows everything.
Perez?
Yes. Yes. Hilton Perez, right?
Perez Hilton.
That's it. No, not Paris Hilton.
Perez Hilton.
I forgot he was alive, bro.
I had to correct him on a story because he was like, oh, we don't know why this is happening. I'm like, yo, dude, there's a prenup in place. And he's like, no, there's not. I'm like, yes, there is. Go check. And sure enough, there's a prenup. He's like, my bad. Didn't know that. So I corrected Perez Hilton.
Nice.
Look at you. Whoa. That's it.
More than him.
I like that
shit.
Good job. All right. So then how you incorporated MDMC East with all this big names and high publicity and stuff? Because I don't see Lewis with this celebrity over his arm. Like,
no peoples.
But you didn't bring celebs. Them?
Yeah.
No, what I didn't bring them. Because they have their own agent.
Lewis, Eddie's at home with his beard and stuff. Like, where's the celebrities?
You know, there's been many times where the people that I've worked with in the past are like, hey, you know, I'm going to New York for this, this, and this, what do you recommend I see? And I said, let me connect you with Lewis. And Lewis has picked up people at the airport. He's taken them around. They've gone to lunch with some of these people. Like, one of the things that I stress about the most with working with me is that, you know, everyone has paid their dues at some point. And over the years, Lewis has extended his hand and offered help in times where I really needed it. There was a situation earlier this year where I'm like, hey, I'm going to need your help for this weekend. And he's like, no problem. Or Eddie was working one day and Eddie stepped in. And so, you know, they've worked with me before at these conventions and they know what goes on behind the table and they're very savvy. They know people too. So we know pretty much the same people. Sometimes Lewis knows people more than I do in certain cases. And that relationship goes hand in hand.
All right, listen, what's your take on this MDMC East?
The MDMC East started out as like, Martha's like, oh, if you know anybody that's looking for marketing and stuff to, you know, let them know about MDMC. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you know, I know some people that may need. And I've told some people have been critics and told me stuff back about Martha. And I'm like, okay, I understand. I'll reach back out to her and let her know. Some I've given out cards, but I'm assuming I don't know what they've done with that. You know, that's up to them at the end of the day to choose Martha to go with somebody else.
Yeah.
I've left some flyers around on the trains and on people's cars, or
Gay
just
Street
on Gay. You know, special houses with mailboxes.
Oh, my God. No, Lewis, when I first started my first set of business cards, he's the one who got them and started handing them out. So, like, he was a believer from the beginning.
Yeah, I even took them to cons. I've left some on tables. So, if they've reached out to Martha, glad to help. If they didn't, and if they just looked into it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever gets her view.
So, whose idea was it for you to do all these tours, the one that we all went on? The three of us.
The New York tour was like my idea, sort of. Martha like threw in her idea on that too, and we both came to an agreement. Yeah, we should do a New York tour since we've helped Martha when she's told people like, oh, come go to New York, who to check out, be like, oh, hit up Eddie or Lewis. And of course, we know since we're born in New York, since we're born and raised in New York, basically we know a lot of the parts that like, instead of going on the train or bus, we could just be like, go here, go there, take this, take that. And it'll be easier than, oh, let me go on a tour guide or, right, or like on a tour bus.
A New York point of view.
True,
New York,
true.
A New Yorker's point of view.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you, Eddie? You like being on this thing or what? Because you're always the quiet one in the back seat with the mask on.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to stay safe. No,
I'm trying to stay safe, but you put the mask on for the pictures.
Right?
The whole car ride, no mask. The picture comes out, put the mask on.
You got to let them kids know, bro. You got to stay safe.
It's for the kids, everybody. It's for the kids.
It's fun, man, just hanging out with you two guys. I'm a little busy during those times, but, you know, it's always fun.
Okay, so what does he do in your personal time?
I'm a forex and cryptocurrency trader.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of time that has to be put into it to learn strategies and predict the market. I like it, though. I can't.
Eddie, I got a question about it. A lot of people try to reach out and promote what is you do the forex, right? The forex trading?
Yeah, yeah.
And they always promote this you got to pay like $200 a month to be part of a group to learn strategies.
I wouldn't say a group, but I learned from an online academy, which has like over 500 educators. So it really just goes around your time, your schedule. So you learn on your time. And let's say, for instance, like I sign you up, I'll bring you into my group, buy this, sell that, buy Bitcoin, sell Bitcoin.
You talking about IML?
Yeah, IML, yeah.
I was in IML for a while.
What happened? You dropped out?
Yeah, I dropped out because I'm not going to go into deep with that one. I'll tell you later about that. But
I want to hear that.
I'll tell you, yeah. But I don't want to badmouth anybody or nothing on this shit, but
yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
it's been great for me, man.
But I did learn some good stuff, though. I learned all the good stuff, you know, the basics, all the other stuff. So, you know, I plan to get into it again, but I don't know when.
You probably didn't have, like, probably didn't choose the right educators, or you probably didn't have the right mentorship and have the right group.
Do you have to join the company? I can't pay you directly, like Eddie. I'm going to give you this much, and you just tell me what to bet.
No.
I would recommend joining the academy just because I'm not at the level of teaching yet. I'm a harmonic pattern trader, so I trade with harmonic patterns within the market, but I won't be able to, like, teach at a level that you could learn from yet. But then I have, like, two mentors who trade completely different than me. Everybody feeds off each other, and everybody makes money.
Are there really that many strategies in the trading?
There's a lot of strategies. So you got to find the one that works for you, because you can either trade London session, which is from 2 to 7, from 2 in the morning to 7 a.m., or you could trade New York session from 7 to, like, 11 a.m. And then, or you could be an intraday trader, which is you trade during the day, but depends on your strategy. Like I said, I trade harmonics. You could trade. There's also binary. There's also indicators. There's a whole bunch of stuff. You just gotta pick the right one that works for
you. I got somebody very good for you. If you want to add on Facebook, the guy is killing it with that. He's awesome. I'll recommend him to you.
Mentor, bro. Like, I'm not, like, kidding around. He makes 10 to 15 grand a week. Bro, I'm not at that level yet.
My man,
this guy is killing it.
This guy is making that a day. This guy's not playing. Yeah, the guy, I'll tell you about him later.
This is the most I've ever seen.
Some good
speak.
Shit.
Yeah, especially when it comes to, like, Bitcoin and crypto, that thing's 24/7.
Yeah.
And I've seen some amazing stuff, bro.
Yep. Yeah.
Martha.
Yeah.
Okay, I read you were laid off at a prior marketing company. Is that what it was?
It wasn't a marketing company. It was actually a small family business in San Diego.
Okay. And how did that help? Well, not help, but motivate you to actually creating MDMC, man?
Oh, that was a disaster, man. That was the worst feeling of my life, man. I wasn't expecting it. I went into this company because the company I was at prior, I was at their competitor, and I was there for 3 years. I grew that business from 5 million to 11 million in 3 years. So there was substantial growth throughout the time. So that's what caught these people's attention, that I could do substantial growth like that. And I had all the tools to do it. And so when I went to this company, I got a pay raise, but I was very limited on what I could and couldn't do. Like, in order to do well, you have to have access to everything. And there was only parts of the numbers I could reach. And I'm like, I can't really implement what I want if I don't know this piece of the puzzle. That was right around that time when I got that job, was when I started doing the side gig of MDMC. And, you know, I started to lay down this foundation after work.
And I mentioned this, Alex and I had a one-on-one on one of my business building episodes, but he told me over the course of those 3 years, you know, you should do this, you should do that. And I didn't listen at all. And because I was too busy having fun, you know, I was doing a full-time job and then I was traveling on the weekends. You know, I felt like I was on a steady projection to do both. You know, I guess I took my eye off the ball for a minute and wasn't really realizing what was happening in front of me. And it was out of nowhere. It just kind of just happened one day, and which sucked, because they made millions and millions of dollars after I got there. And I wasn't ready for it. I remember I hit up Lewis and Eddie, one of my good friends, Dion, in LA. That sucked. It was hell. So it took about, I was having a really hard time landing another job. I thought I would just pick up on my feet quickly just because, you know, I thought I was the shit just because I have a really good track record. You know, I was like, who the hell isn't going to hire me? That's the kind of attitude I went in with. It just was hard to land a job. And I was like, what the fuck is going on out there? It was around March of 2019 that I was like, you know what? I'm just going to dedicate all my time to running a business. I just fuck it. Let me get a really good client and I can take off that way. And then when I started taking off in that direction, I started traveling again with my agent. And when I came back from all those trips, I ended up getting a job with a company down in downtown San Diego. That only lasted 3 months, but I was already, I think I was already jaded and already very on high alert that this could happen again. So I made sure 100% that the money I was making at that job was going into here.
So what was the amount of days you were unemployed? I remember you told you had a count.
233
Damn. Days unemployed.
Yeah.
But within those days, you were doing your own thing, yes?
You know, finding a job, it is a full-time job in and of itself. So I would wake up early, I would apply, I would go through all the applications, and I was scouring all over the area of San Diego to LA. And I was like, fuck it, I'll go to LA, I don't care. I had Brendan, he works at Warner Brothers. He told me, he's like, put my name on your applications, I'll talk to a recruiter, you know? I had a little help there, but then that was right around the time they got bought out by AT&T. So it was, the HR thing was weird. So I think if the situation was a little different, I probably would have landed quicker. But I was talking to the San Diego County office. I was talking to people there and people were just baffled. They're like, you have a stellar resume, you know, and I'm one of those overachievers. It's not a white piece of paper. You know, as a marketer, you have to stand out in the crowd. So mine had fucking color and it was just icons. It was amazing.
It was fancy as fuck.
And, you know, a part of me was like, maybe it makes me look too expensive. And maybe it looks, you know, like, I don't know. I did everything I could to stand out. It wasn't working. It's the first time that I ever hit a wall like that.
Yeah. Fucked up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you or would you work with like social media influencers and what is it, YouTube actors? People that are just getting started?
You gonna work out with Chiclet?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, is that a good look for MDMC or is MDMC a good look for them?
The weird thing with influencers is it's funny because I think if you were to hire an influencer, I've done it in both ways. When I worked just recently, I think it was my last company I was with. But when you hit up an influencer to do specific things, they have their own freelance criteria of what they want. And so it's like outsourcing a marketing person for one day or one post or whatever. And then on the other side of it, it's like, I don't know if we would use an influencer because we don't really need one. I don't, you know, we don't have merch or anything. Like it would make sense for our marketing model or our business model.
Is merch coming next?
That was my question too. You got merch coming?
Yeah, definitely merch is coming. They don't tell you when you get into business, when you sign up and you buy, you know, you incorporate your business, you have to pay a lot of taxes. So every quarter I have to pay a set of taxes. So stay above the books.
That's what happens when you're a baller.
Yeah, coming.
You know, hustling matters.
Yeah.
Come again?
It's like grinding matters.
Grinding matters.
So you mentioned this guy, Brendan, right? You say he works at Warner Brothers?
Yeah, he did. He was there for about 5 years and then he needed his time away from that. So he ended up going to Masterclass.
What's that?
Masterclass is where all those celebrities teach people how to do things.
Yeah. Okay.
I forget who's a really good
dancing,
masterclass.
Photoshopping, DJing,
clean.
Like. So what's he do? What's he teaching?
He works in clearance, so it's all the legal matters that go into companies using specific imagery.
Right.
So he knows all the legal backwards and frontwards and all of the facts that are known about a specific criteria. He worked for DC for a good while, so I remember there was a conflict with one show that they were fighting over Bruce Wayne doing this or that, and he's the reference, the encyclopedia. He says, no, 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 Bruce Wayne did this, this, and this. And then they're like, oh, okay, so it's cleared. So, you know, you have to do it to make sure it passes all the lines before it goes into production.
And this is the same guy that's revamping the Power Rangers thing?
Yes. Actually, when I met him through one of my clients, Roger Velasco, Power Ranger. Roger hit me up one day and he says, I'm doing a documentary about my life. And I said, what the fuck? And I said, with who? Like, when it comes to Roger, I'm his business manager. I manage everything when it comes to the website, his merch, his social media, all his other things we don't talk about. Business-wise, I manage a lot of it. And so when he came to me and told me he was doing that, I said, we don't even know who this person is. This could be a fraud. This guy presented a lot of issues to him, and he's like, it's totally fine. And he gave me this guy's info. And then after the documentary was done, I got in touch with Brendan, and it was like we were long-lost brother and sister. It was like long-lost relatives. It was so weird. We just connected so quickly. He's like, come out to Warner Brothers. I'll take you around. I was like, all right. Well, you know, we had all, Lewis, Alex, and I had already been to Warner Brothers, but I got the exclusive tour, the one where I didn't need a buggy to walk around in, you know? And so I got into, like, you know, we passed by Clint Eastwood's office. Like, we went to a lot of places you don't go on in the tour. And that was the day he told me about the Power Rangers script that he pitched to Saban. I was just so impressed with it. I said, we have to find a way to pitch this again. And he says, no, I don't know who I would pitch it to. So I remember after I came back from that tour, I went on LinkedIn and I just started finding people. And I connected him with a couple people. There was one guy that worked at Hasbro and Warner Brothers. And I said, this guy works in your department, I think. And he was like, I didn't even know this guy. And he's down the hall from me. I said, talk to him.
That's that guy with the beard?
Nice. That's somebody else. But anyway, we got connected with somebody. Brendan started pitching it and we were ready to go. He had already rounded up a couple of the OG Power Rangers to go with him right around the week of PMC or after PMC.
Was Blake in this one?
No.
Oh.
Right around that time, that was the acquisition of Hasbro with Saban. So the people that we were in touch with all got let go. But there has been a resurgence. We've talked to somebody else who has those connections, and it looks like it might be going back to Hasbro. So we're waiting and seeing. But Brendan's like, you're coming with me to pitch this. I was like, oh, hell yeah. I'm not missing an opportunity to walk into the Hasbro offices.
This is not like another version of the order, is it?
No. Actually, it's kind of funny. This story was pitched to the people that made the order. And there was elements of this story, not to piss off Lewis or Eddie here, but, you know, the Lord Draken thing was taken out of this as well. Like, when you read the
script, there's a different story on that.
When you read this script, I mean, read this entire thing, I'm like, well, no wonder this, the whole thing got poached. So seeing the order being made and it, the exact, almost, it's very similar, but it's not. And then The Draken thing was like, oh, wow, that's a complete ripoff of this. So I don't know. I'm protective of my friends and I was pretty pissed that that happened. And I'm not saying, I mean, it could be possible it was ripped off from there. It could be, you know, great minds think alike. I'm not saying if and or but it's possible. But so we're going to try and get it back to Hasbro, and it's going to get made one way or another, I think.
Are you going to star in it? You going to be the Pink Ranger?
No.
I'll say this. I've read the script, as you know. It is good. I will say that. But the whole Lord Draken thing is a whole different story that I'm not going to get into.
How about you, Eddie? You want to get into that?
This mofo has access to my email. I forgot he had access to it. Yeah, he read it.
Wow. He just fucking went in there and read shit.
Snooping around. Nice.
So, I mean.
How about you, Eddie? You want to touch upon the whole Lord Draken thing? I know you're a big Green Ranger fan and, you know, Papa and stuff.
That sounds like fake news to me right there, but sure.
Alternative news?
I don't know.
Anyway, on that topic.
I know too much.
We'll talk about that shit off the air then.
But is it real?
Oh.
Yeah, I can't really say.
All right.
I don't know.
Anywho.
Sounds like a lot of gossip over here.
Again, what will be dropping in 5 years or so?
All right, so then where do you see yourself launching both MDNC and MDNC East? Where's your direction headed? Trying to go to Hollywood? You trying to go to worldwide? You trying to stick to one simple thing?
You know, actually, it's kind of funny. Next month will be the anniversary of when I started this whole thing. something completely 100% free on my own accord. This whole year has been really great. Even though it may not look like it on social, we do tailor our message as to what we're working on and who we're working with, because obviously I don't want to be poached, or I don't want my clients poached, basically. But we've been super busy. We've had one very large client just take care of us all together, and we've been taking care of them in return. And it's been great because there's a lot of things that they needed done that I was familiar with. I've learned new things. So the objective really is I just want to keep working on projects that I like to work on, that I'm not being told and forced to work on. One thing is, MDMC Entertainment, it does have entertainment in its name, and we do work with people in entertainment, but we also work with small businesses, mid-size to, entrepreneur size. So we work with anybody and everybody who needs help with their exposure, their branding, their messaging. Where do I see this going? I mean, I hope to be able to onboard at least, I'm busy now. It's been crazy now for me because I'm carrying the workload, but I would love to carry on a couple more clients to be able to just start building it up and start hiring people full time, give Lewis a pay raise for his content that he's making, and just be able to just start getting clients all over. I have a friend of mine who, I got my big client from. This guy created his own business, I think about 5 years ago, and it's just him and another guy. And this guy said, I'm done paying US taxes. I'm going to go live in Europe. And it's just him doing all the work for about 40 plus clients. He makes $3 million a year. It's possible, especially if you're really good at what you do. And I think I'm probably one of the best marketers on the West Coast. And, I don't focus on our stuff right now because we're busy making other people money. So at the end of the day, then a lot of people will say that, well, your numbers aren't where they need to be or this or that. It's like, no, we're busy making money for other people. At the end of the day, that's what matters. Yeah, I just want to be able to grow it, help people out.
Man, so Martha definitely does bust her ass. I'll give her credit for that.
I know she works day and night.
Yeah.
Like, where you see her now is where she's at all day.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what time you call her, she's the same picture.
Yeah. Yes. It's on record all day. It's on a loop. Yeah.
Sometimes it's more clothes, sometimes it's less clothes, but that's where she sits. So what about you, Lewis and Eddie? Where do you wish to take this whole MDMC East?
Where should she take it?
No, where do you guys, where do you want to take it?
Honestly, it would be awesome if cons were still open, because we'll go all up on the east side to different cons and stuff.
Yeah.
That was totally the plan, Alex. Before all this happened, I was supposed to be away from my home for at least 10 trips. I was supposed to be in Australia this year. I was supposed to be all over. And what I was going to do was I got my first show of MDMC being a vendor at LAX Fan Fest, and I had the banner and everything. And so what I was going to do is I was going to send the banner out to the boys in New York, and I was going to have them do all the shows. I was going to pay for tables. I wanted them to go out and just start spreading the word that we were there as well. That was the plan.
Me and Eddie was hit a lot of these just like local cons, like ones that we can drive to or just go for the weekend and help out Martha, see if anybody wants help with their social media or just whatever in general that they're trying to brand out or reach out to. Or that was sort of like a goal to just hit everywhere that we possibly can, of course money wise also. Yeah. But COVID, everything got shut down, and fortunately we couldn't reach that part. Is there other ways that we probably can? Yeah, but then a lot of these cons now are they doing virtual, so it's just they're already getting their marketing, they're ready to get their branding from those bigger cons that like, oh, you guys do this, okay. While they have already a con that's just like, oh, here's all my information, do whatever you want with it. Yeah, you wanna bring me on to a show, let me know when, let me see my schedule, that's it. If you wanna, oh, you want a couple of autographs, let me know. You want to do it live? Okay. You want me on IG live and doing signing autographs, telling people, oh, go to this website, go to that website, you can find my autographs there. They're already getting all this promotion, where that's what me and Eddie was going to do for Martha. We was going to be like, hey, we can market you, we can do this, we can do that for you.
Recruiter.
Yeah. But it's COVID. But hopefully next year, a lot of this, I wouldn't say stop, because we are at a different time now, so we don't know how next year is going to predict, but hopefully maybe...
should be a lot
that
better.
It can be, yeah, definitely be a little better, where we could like maybe these people don't want to use that website anymore, then they want somebody personal where they can talk to and be like, hey, I want to sell autographs every couple of months because I don't want to do a con, but I want to sell my autographs. Perfect. We could do that for you.
That's pretty
cool. We'll make a website for you, we'll do something just to help promote them.
Nice.
So then where does the development fund the place here?
let me get to this real quick. okay?
Go ahead, boss.
People have seen MDMC at cons and they've seen this and that. And one of the things that I really wanted to do was to really extend our digital footprint. And again, we're so busy with our clients that we don't have time to do this ourselves. And so finally, you know, we kind of made time. And one of the things I wanted to really show is to show the strength and the knowledge that we have within working in these industries. I mean, we work with so many businesses that have multi-million dollar revenues and multi-million dollar marketing budgets that we have worked in these big numbers. And so we have something to say about that. And we have tactics on what you can do to make yourself better in either if it's in business or in marketing or whatever. And, you know, we started Business Building and Beyond, and the first 10 episodes were preliminary. We wanted to see what was going to happen there. And I noticed it's just not going in the direction it needed to go in. And I had been telling Lewis, and at one point I was telling Mark, you know, we need to start showing that we work in these areas. And I had jokingly said to Lewis one day, hey, you know, shoot some video around New York just so we can throw it on YouTube and we'll make it work for us. And then out of nowhere, here's the development. Here's Alex is our first guest. Here's the, and it just kind of, he ran with it. So I'm doing my part in showing the knowledge part. But also on this part, because of what I just went through with being unemployed and starting your own business and being successful at it for the first year, thank God, we want to talk to other people that are on that same path as well. And I think that's where Lewis came in with that, because there is a lot of talent out there that people don't know about. And some people, maybe they, you know, they want to be featured, and maybe they want to tell the world what they're doing. But I don't know what his thinking process on it was, but that was the process for me on the YouTube channel.
What's your thought process?
My thought process was to show people their talent, what they do to live basically in New York, because New York is expensive, first of all. But also just to show, like, look, there's writers, there's music producers, there's people that are like, that they're not well known as, like, let's say DJ Khaled or anybody else that produces music. There's these little guys that are like,
yeah,
that's worked with artists and people that we know, even if there's like indie musicians or indie artists, or my friend that has 8 books out. I didn't know she had 8 books out, I only knew of 4, but that's good for her that she has 8 books out.
Yeah.
You know, there's graphic designers people don't know about, because some of them really like to just keep themselves, but really show their work, and you will never know that person.
Yeah,
you will never know who's behind that drawing or that graphic. There's people that are like dance, and you don't know that. I know that, but there's other people that know that. But to show and spread their talents, like, hey, maybe somebody might want to do that or want to learn from that or buy that person's book or graphic, or, you know, people should be known for their work, because not a lot of people are known for their work.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely, that's true.
Especially like you guys, like, you know, you started up. I feel like people should know, and also to show support.
Yeah, everybody deserves a chance, right?
Yep,
you know? Definitely.
Everybody should make a little green somewhere.
Uh huh. Definitely.
For sure.
With that show, I saw you had various people, like you said, your friend who writes books.
Yeah.
You had a guy that dances.
Yep.
That was pretty fancy too. I saw that video of him dancing.
Yep. He does tap dancing. I didn't get it on the interview because I totally blanked out on that question, but he also did some work where, like, he was a judge. Like,
on those dancing shows?
Yeah, on those dancing shows. And nice. He'll be the Salmon Cow and be like, your dance was okay, or you can improve on that, or that was amazing. Something like that. He was a judge. He teaches intermediate lessons and beginners and experts, and that's how he's doing his living.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, you also had that guy who makes those custom Funko Pops.
Yep.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, he's right in New York. I know a lot of people that's done that. I liked his work. I've seen his work. Eddie has one of his pops. Definitely, he does good work. And people should know that. People should know, like, should see, like, oh, I like what he does. I want to support him. Even if it's something small, or if they want to donate, they should know.
Donate, yeah.
I know there's a bunch of contests out there also that with Funko Pops and other toys and stuff that we don't know about, but we'll see it on TV or like on a Comic-Con show or general, so people should know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I was going to ask Martha, what was you going to do over there in Australia?
There was this, I don't know how this agent was able to pull this off, but there was a show with, I think, a couple of Harry Potter actors. And it's one of those traveling shows. I think you start in Sydney and then you go and loop around for like a week to a couple of other places. And then it's a 2-week tour. And so it was like a Comic-Con on the go type of thing. You know, so every day you're in a different town in Australia. And I was excited because it went up the coast of Sydney and then it went up to the top over near Queensland, I guess, of where the Outback is. I'm not not near the Outback, but it's somewhere near there up on the top. And then there was another show that was happening in Melbourne. So I had to go back down to the bottom of Australia for, I think it was about 3 weeks. And then on my way back, I was supposed to stop in Alaska for another show that I had just been at. And, you know, Australia caught on fire. And so that jeopardized the entire show because, you know, everything was just scorched. Yeah, that probably should have been the omen that 2020 was going to be a shitty year. And so I got yanked from that. So I was like, all right, well, we'll just wait. And then when COVID hit, just everything I had planned, I was supposed to be in New York 5 times this year and I only made it there once. So yeah, that sucked. You know,
you still plan to come out here?
COVID killed it.
So you're not going to come at all?
I don't know.
City's reopening little by little, but we're getting to stage 4 in certain areas. Like right now, they approved outside settings for restaurants and stuff all year round. Well, permanently. So really? They're opening little by little. So you could still come out here.
Richard would love that.
I don't know, because I tend to come whenever it's cold. The last time I went was in October, November, and January. So every time I show up, it's freezing. I don't know why that is. But I don't know.
Well, it is cold in October.
I know there's a trip I have planned to go into the other side of Canada. And then I want to drive down from Maine all the way down to New York. So I have that planned. I don't know when it's going to happen. But
is that an MDMC thing?
Yeah, you should record that, a little road trip.
That'd be cool, yeah.
It's kind of funny because I'm a history buff, so I love anything and everything that involves history. And we got really stuck on this show called The Search of the Treasure of Oak Island. And so they actually do have a visitor center. You can actually go on to Oak Island. I don't know how far you can get into it. I don't know how far you can get into the digging aspect of it. But I know there's a visitor center there, and people go there all year round. So, yeah, I'm going to go to Oak Island. There are Nova Scotia, and then I want to either fly out to go to Maine, and then because I've never been to Maine, that'd be cool. So yeah, I want to take that trip down.
You gonna say something?
Well, Louis.
No, you guys just made me think of something since I'm doing like a little trip somewhere. So
make it happen.
So, no, do like a little tour thingy and like maybe get an episode out there if I can.
Maybe in Maine or something. Maybe, well, who can go to Canada? Who's got a passport? We can all go.
I got a passport.
I got a passport.
I'm working on it. Mine expired.
I got mine last year.
I was just there last year.
Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, doing your Pokemon
thing? Yeah, doing the Pokemon thing.
Who'd you go with?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
We don't speak of that name.
Louis and Eddie were supposed to be in California a couple weeks ago, and that came to it. That was really sad. Yeah, I mean, COVID sucks. Just ready for this shit to be over.
So for business building and beyond, is that going to continue? And if so, you plan on putting in the direction that you want to get to?
The thing is I know a lot of really cool people like Louis. I think Louis knows cooler people, though, because I've seen his interviews and they're great.
Because New York people, that's why.
I want to be able to do a mixture of the teaching aspect of it and the things you should watch out for if you're going to hire a digital marketing agency, or why branding is so important. No one knows why branding is important. Every time you go to ask somebody what their branding is, they're like, what? Why is that important? I'm like, that's your whole, you can get into a lot of those things. So I want to split it up to where I do an educational topic and then like do to show our value and then to also have a guest on. And so I'm working with someone right now who's helped me with the guest aspect because I know some people, but this person knows other people. They're like, oh, this would be perfect for this because, you know, I just interviewed Jeffrey Dolan and he's this really big, I didn't know how big of a deal he was with Power Ranger lore. I mean, I knew he was he's a voice actor. I think he's probably one of the longest voice actors in all of Power Rangers, but I didn't care about that. I wanted to know about this guy, how'd he get here? And what I loved the most about it was that he took his, which a lot of people don't know how to do in Hollywood, is when they take their career and they turn it into a business opportunity. And so now he does corporate events. So now you can hire him to do your, you know, award shows and things like that when COVID's over. So like, you know, some people are smart like that. We have a couple of people in entertainment that have been able to successfully go from being in front of a camera to being a business person. And so that's the part that intrigues me the most, is their path. How'd they get there? What was some of their mishaps? You know, and maybe some advice to people that are looking to do the same thing, because I feel in the direction that the world is heading in, people want a life that they want to be able to control their life as much as possible. So a nice work-life balance. And in truth, you know, I never had that when I worked for somebody else. I think my first marketing job, I was there at like, granted, I lived an hour away from my work. I was there from like 7 a.m. to 6 o'clock at night. So I had no life because it was a dedicated career. You know, at some point you get tired. And I think people are yearning for that work-life balance. So, and I think entrepreneurship is definitely on the rise because of it, because there is money to be made. There are people that need help. There are people that don't know shit half the time. Well, I have seen people want to get into business and have no clue what to do after that. Like literally, they're like, this is my business name. What do I do next? I'm like, oh my God. Okay, here we go. So those projects are fun.
Would you ever consider teaching what you do?
I don't have the ideas around half the time. That was actually my husband's idea. He, you know, he said, you should teach people what you know how to do. And I said, then people wouldn't hire me.
That's what I'm saying.
Not necessarily. I think
too much competition.
There are certain things you can teach.
No, not free.
That'd be too much competition. Just leave that shit for yourself.
I mean, I think you could do like online courses.
Yeah.
I thought of that. I think I see people make stupid mistakes on Instagram and Pinterest and shit that, you know, I'm like, wow, if you knew how to do this, this would be so much better. I had a potential lead. I met with these people and a lot of people don't understand that Pinterest can work as a organic traffic generator. And people are like, what? Pinterest is for recipes and working out. I'm like, no, if you use it correctly, you can actually generate some organic traffic, and you need organic traffic to make it, you know, Google look like you have an authority. And they don't know what that means. And I'm like, okay, so, you know, I thought of doing a course like that to break it down. Like, this is why it's important, because the mechanics behind it, you know, people are like, oh yeah, I'm everywhere. But people don't know how to optimize their accounts. Most people just get on Instagram and they just fuck around on Instagram. They don't really know how to optimize it correctly. Same with YouTube. There's a lot of optimization in YouTube people don't know how to do. So yeah, I mean, I've thought of doing courses like that, because I know I ran into a girl that does a podcast too that I listen to, and she offers courses as well. And she's also made her own business. So it's kind of funny because she's a photographer, but she offers these marketing courses that are actually pretty good. And yeah, I thought of that, but it's just right now I'm too busy. I think if we get to a point where we have enough cash flow that I have people I can teach my methods to, and that was the plan this year. That was really what I was planning on doing. You know, I had at one point a client I was just going to hand off to someone and they couldn't handle it. So I was like, okay, yeah. So that's the importance of building a good team that understands how you work, that wants to work, and has that work ethic to do it.
MDMC courses sound good. What's a typical work day for you? The moment you wake up to the time you go to bed, how does that?
Oh, gosh.
Let's just say, I'll say this. Because, you know, sometimes I knock out when Martha's still texting. Martha's up by like maybe 7 sometimes if she doesn't have a meeting.
Our time?
Yeah.
7 hour time?
Let's say 7 hour time.
Oh, yeah.
So you're up at 4 your time?
Damn.
No, well, hold on. No.
You know, I've actually 7 I've her time. 7 her time.
I was up at all hours of the night. I had to stop that because I was. Lewis told me I looked ugly one day for a video, so I. I just my sleep.
Oh, man. I'm not getting into that again. Anyway,
that was a fun day.
Look, I'm looking out for friends, but look.
Anyway, no, I think my schedule, I am up by 8 Pacific Standard Time. And then I walk my dogs. I get breakfast. So probably about like 8:39, I'm already in front of the computer. I break around noonish to eat and catch up on the news, and then I'm back at it from like 1 to 4:30, and then by that time I walk my dogs again, and then husband comes home, I hang out with him for a little bit, and then I think probably about 8 or 9 o'clock I'm back on the computer until midnight, which is really bad. But you know, sometimes it just depends on what I'm working on.
What happens when you're the boss though, right?
It's a long day. Holy shit.
The thing is like, I'm the most busiest I've ever been, but this is the most happiest I've ever been. You know, I get to call my shots. I don't have to get up and get dressed and go somewhere. Sometimes I do, you know, sometimes I do have client meetings where I have to go into the office and meet with the team. But yeah, I mean, it's my own life. I can design it the way I want.
Yeah, it's true.
You are the creator.
Anything else to say, Rajul?
Hmm?
Anything else to say?
No sé.
Say much.
No sé.
I've been listening.
He's absorbing this information.
I was wondering just to recommend y'all to people. I wouldn't even know how to do it though. Like, do y'all charge? Like, how much y'all charge in the beginning? Blah blah blah. I don't know.
I guess if you can leave that shit up to her, you know, she has her
Martha
way.
Martha has her plans.
She has her way of addressing all that. But yeah. If you know someone who's looking for someone of that nature, just what was what's the best way to reach you?
So you can hit me up on my email, MarthaD@mdmcentertainment.com, or you can hit up the website. There's a contact information there. You can fill out your info and what you're working on, and then I'll get back to you because it goes directly into my inbox.
You know your phone number's on the website, right?
Huh?
Your phone number's on that website.
Yeah, is that how you got it?
You never asked. Well, your new number, yeah.
Yes, my new number. Yeah, because I got a call and I was like, what the hell? How does he have my number?
Yeah, it's on everywhere. The website.
So yeah, it's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. Traffic.
And Pinterest.
Yeah, I'm everywhere.
Can you tell us again what services you provide?
MDMC is a digital marketing agency. So we do content creation, digital marketing strategy. Most people don't know what their strategy is, so we help them create it. Social media management, email marketing, website management, paid advertisement, pay-per-click, and website development. I think that's it.
Yeah, some good stuff.
All right, sounds good.
Some good stuff right there.
Only thing I don't know how to do is SEO, and trust me, that's pissing me off that I don't know how to do that. I know how to do organic SEO, but I don't know how to do the mechanics of it. So, man, once I learn that, game over. Good luck.
Nice. Yeah, good luck. Good luck.
I'm sure you will.
Right.
You definitely will.
You'll get it. You got all this shit down pretty much.
Yeah.
Since I know you, man. And you've advanced so much. So I'm pretty sure you get it down.
Thank you.
$5. I charge now for compliments. All right, people. So we're about to end this. I think we've bored everybody long enough.
Damn.
Nah. Real talk, though. It's very informational.
Yes.
Very, very.
Thank you for being with us.
We appreciate your time.
We recommend everybody to you now.
All right, thanks.
Eddie, thank you for talking so much that, we can't get your voice out of our heads now.
Eddie, that's the most I've ever heard you speak, bro. I've been watching.
Well, it's cool to finally put the faces to the voices because, I listen to you guys every week. Now that I knew that Alex had a podcast, so I've been listening to you guys, and you guys are funny. Sometimes I'm sitting here listening and arguing with you guys because some of you guys are confused as shit sometimes. And I love Alex. I'm like, yo.
She's talking about the whole Roseanne thing. Remember when we were trying to figure out the fucking name of the show?
Right.
That's what she said. She was like yelling at the car. Which is what? What was the name?
What was the name?
Anderson? Connors.
So it started out as Roseanne, and then once Roseanne got booted, it was called the Connors. It was never the Barbs where Lewis got that shit.
Well, that's why we were confused, because once Roseanne was out the picture, who cares after that?
No one give a fuck anymore.
She's an icon. I love her, but,
So, of course you do.
Martha, do you have a favorite episode of Facts of Life?
I think the pineapple pizza one was one of my favorites.
Okay.
The pizza, the superhero one.
Yeah. Okay.
That was funny.
Of course, he's a nerd, so.
Nerds.
I was going to ask, who's your favorite Ranger?
Who's my favorite Power Ranger?
Yeah.
And he's shaking his head.
What, the pink one or the yellow one?
No.
Neither.
Way off.
The black one?
No, I just don't have a fucking answer.
Like the OG Rangers or out of all Ranger fandom?
The OG ones.
The
OG? Well, you guys know, and I have to give credit because without this guy, none of us would have met, but we're going to give it to Austin St. John, the Red Ranger. And he's from my hometown, so.
Nice, okay.
Jay wins.
Austin St. John, Red Ranger, copy.
I don't know, bro. I'm on your side, Eddie. Don't worry. I like the Green Ranger, man. Always been my number one, man. Always been number one.
That's how Richard grew his ponytail.
Tommy be like Tommy for a little bit,
Green Ranger all the way, man.
Hell yeah. Always.
I'm sorry. Is there something to say?
No.
Somebody else express?
Nope, I got nothing.
Oh, okay. Is there any more questions, guys, fellas?
I'm good.
For anybody,
Eddie, thank you for being with us too. Thank you.
Nah, thank
Lewis,
you guys for having
appreciate
me.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate
all
you. All you guys.
Definitely.
Well, we also appreciate you guys. Well, mostly Martha and Lewis, because they'd be sleeping, for sharing and supporting our podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I appreciate you too, Eddie, for sharing that at one time.
Yeah. That was fun.
That one time, it was fun.
Was
never
fun.
Again.
Ride.
No, but we do appreciate support, so thank you very much. Support goes both ways.
Facts.
And with that, we leave you guys. So thank you once again. That's the end for today. Make sure you hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns? That's a wrap.
Peace out.